Big Ten.
You got it. A couple of things. I thought they worked hard today. You know, it's getting to that point where they're tired, sore. They're fighting through it. And I know we have a game Friday, but, you know, right now it's about the Buccaneers. It's about us. We got to get better. We're not ready to be preparing and getting ready for another football team yet. So that's what we did. And guys pushed through the pain, pushed through the discomfort. We released a depth chart strictly because it's league mandated, I guess. So we did it. I wouldn't read too much into it right now. We haven't played anybody. Haven't been able to see them play one live snap other than the young kids. But just for us, you know, we spend a lot of time together these next couple months, I think. The way that I've handled and the way that I will handle the depth chart is every move that we make is whatever gives us the best chance to win, whatever's best for the Bucs. And I can't say that about this depth chart for sure because I don't know yet. But moving forward, that'll be why we do. If there's up and down moves, that's why we do them. There's not any other message or any other reason we're doing it. So anything I can help you with, I will.
Talking with Dan Orlovsky and Eric Wright, they said they've been around some pretty good receiver groups in their careers, but they said the depth that you have out here may be the best that they've been around. Can you just talk about what you're seeing collectively with that group?
Well, I like the group. There's no doubt, led by Vincent. You know, Vincent kind of sets the tone, work ethic, and the way we approach. It just stinks that Reed has been bumped because, you know, I thought he was really practicing for the short time we had him, was really doing well, and I was getting encouraged in the springtime. So, but it is what it is, and we'll get him back here hopefully soon, pretty soon. But I think some guys, Preston has stepped up. Sammy's doing a good job. You know, today, quite frankly, I think the fatigue might have got to some of the guys because we dropped some balls, and that's usually the number one reason. So we're going to check out the tape and see. And usually it's a fundamental flaw. You know, you don't get your hands together. You don't get your hands up in time. You don't get your eyes around, those kind of things. When you're tired, it's, you know, that ball's coming now. And when you're tired, if you don't miss by a tenth of a second, you know, it can lead to you not catching the football.
But you said guys are starting to look a little tired. Pain's starting to kick in a little bit. Any thought of maybe taking them out of pads for one of these workouts before the game or just
no.
Keep going?
Not right now. We will. I mean, I'm not trying to be a hard guy or anything. We will. As I tell them, I'll make sure we're ready September 9th. We'll be feeling good and ready to play. Right now, we're building the foundation of our 2012 team, and part of that foundation is built through suffering together.
As that fatigue kicks in and you do have some injuries at that defensive line, we talked about that yesterday, do you have to consider looking outside, or do you think you can solve that problem from within on that defensive line?
We're always looking outside. You know, I believe in that. I believe you're always looking to see if there's a way to make you better, if there's a way that you can get a guy in here who can learn our system in case we need him down the road. Sure. You know, Mark believes in that organization. I think that's what we do, and I like that. That's what, you know, I had the late Mark Hatley when I was in Chicago. I thought he did as good a job of that as anybody. And he taught, you know, I learned a lot from him, you know, the short time I was with him there. So I think that's all good stuff.
Bennett looked good today. He's
back. I thought Bennett looked real good. Yeah, he's fresh, yeah. Right, which stood out. You know, this time of camp, when a guy misses a few days and comes back, he looks a different speed. Yeah.
When things get sloppy in a drill, what part of you says it's training camp, it's going to happen, and what part of you says it's not acceptable?
Depending on when it is. You know, today I let some things maybe go that I wouldn't have let go 3 days ago just because, you know, we had some guys that were taking more reps than I really felt they should, but they had to, you know. So I think you got to, you know, you can't just, you know, stick your head in the sand and say it's the same as, because it isn't the same as.
So you factor in different.
I try to, yeah. I get frustrated like everybody else, right? And then sometimes your emotions take over. You try not to let that happen, though.
Have you thought about playing time for Friday in terms of your starters and how long you want to see them go?
I have. You know, we're going to talk about it as a staff more. You know, organizationally, I think we have to talk about it. When we walk out of that game, you know, one of the things about the preseason is a lot like, you know, you don't get preseason games in college, but it's your scrimmages. And, you know, you do a lot of tick marking as a coach during these things. All right, he's got this many plays. You have people tick marking for you. And then, all right, he got this many touches. You want to be able to make evaluations the next day when you put the tape on. And you'll be very frustrated with yourself if you don't give the guys the opportunity to show you if they can or they can't. So that's the number one job, is to make sure you put people in position. You know, there's not a heck of a lot of game planning going on for the thing, and I'm sure there's not a lot for Miami either. I mean, we're going to be who we are. They're going to be who they are. Let's see who can play so we can evaluate. You know, and at the end of this thing, the whole goal is to come out with the best 53 for the Bucks. Not necessarily the best 53, but the best 53 for the Bucks.
Lamar Dotson hasn't played a lot of football, I mean, you know, on the field. He's obviously been in the league, but how important is a game like this against Cameron Wake, you know, an elite pass rusher right off the bat, protecting Josh? Any nerves there from the head coach?
You'd have to ask him that, not from me or for the head coach. I have confidence in Lamar. You know, I think he's busted his tail. From the day I got here, the guy's been here every day. I mean, he lives in this place. He wants it badly. I trust him, you know. Will he learn some lessons? I'm sure he will. You know, you try to help the guy out in those situations a little bit, you know, and we'll make sure. But it is a nice welcome party, isn't it?
Is it important for you to win this game, Greg, Friday? Is it important for this team to win?
Well, you know, anytime there's a scoreboard, you try to win, but that's not the number one. We need to make sure we evaluate our guys, because these don't count. And I'm not going to make the mistake. But if you're playing a game, whoever's out there, you try to win with whoever's out there. But it might not be who I'd have out there if I was ultimately it counted. So that's kind of how I approach it. But as a competitor, I mean, I play cards. I want to win. It doesn't matter what I'm playing. So,
Greg, two things, just to leave status quo there. And then can you just give us any information on Gary Gibson? Is he in? Is he out? Is something wrong with him?
All right. Akib, I think it's going to be okay. We're just precautionary. He did every rep. This guy's worked hard, so I want to make sure that you know, and he did it in the practices leading up. I want to make sure that he's going to be okay. I don't want to aggravate that thing. And then Gary has had a little issue that, you know, he felt better, and then he tweaked it again. It's one of those deals. So, again, I want to make sure he gets to feeling well. Hopefully he'll be able to, you know, I hope they both can go Friday night, but we'll see. Yeah, I'm not going to lose sleep over that. Thanks, guys.